Okay, Dr. Lalani, tell us a little bit about yourself and highlight some of your career milestones.
I would say that, some of my about myself, I would say that I consider myself to be a lifelong learner. My educational background was not in the health informatics and health information management space at all. My background, I started off, in the accounting and finance space, and I was working in the energy industry. And then, of course, the company that I worked for was named Enron. And after the issues that occurred with the company back in late 2001, I decided that I wanted to sort of explore and see which industry that I could, pivot myself into, and in which I could use my transferable skill sets also. So I would say that one of my biggest career milestones, the first one, was that, I was able to pivot to and learn about the, what is health informatics and health information management. And then, the other highlight has been, getting a PhD from the UT Health Houston School of Public Health, and my PhD is in health policy and management. And of course, my recent, highlight of my career milestone has been becoming the program director for both the bachelor's and the master's degrees in health informatics and health information management at the University of Washington School of Public Health in Seattle.
That's fascinating. You're actually the second person that I've interviewed that has made a pivot from oil and gas to health information.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic to hear. And it's a very interesting personal story as to how that came about. I was to me, healthcare always meant, either, you are a patient facing, physician or a nurse or any type of, patient facing professional. And, I wanted to sort of find out more about, are there areas in which, I don't want to interact with the patients. However, what can I do to contribute towards the betterment of the health of that individual and the community at large? So that is what sort of, when I was making that pivot, of course, I was reaching out to the various, programs. I'm from Texas, so I was reaching out to various programs within, the healthcare space. And there, one of the persons who actually, introduced me to the world of health informatics and health information management, I consider her my biggest mentor, who is unfortunately no more. And she her name was Sue Biederman, and she was the program director of the health information management program at that time at Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas. She was the one who had introduced me to say, this is what, health informatics and health information management is all about. And, you will be able to bring in your transferable skills, if you make the pivot. So I went back to school. I took the courses that were necessary. I took the exam called the RHIA, which is the Registered Health Information Administrator exam. And that is how I came onto the path of health informatics and health information management. So she is no more. She is my guardian angel. It was also the late Sue Biederman who had she had politely nudged me towards considering making a pivot into academia. So that is how, through her encouragement, through her, nice nudging that how she did, I was able to pivot into the academic environment. And that is how, I started, I came down the path of teaching, which kind of brings me to the next question, that you had provided, that I have taught a variety of courses. Yes, indeed. I started teaching because of, the encouragement of the late Sue Biederman at Texas State University. I started teaching in the program over there at that time, which was an online degree program, because back at that time, having an online option for your degree was a novelty back in, 2012. It is no longer the case now that we are in a post-COVID environment. So yes, I have had the absolute privilege and the honor to teach a variety of courses at in the bachelor's degree program at Texas State University. And also, I've also had the privilege of teaching master's and PhD students at the UT Health McWilliams School of Biomedical Informatics. And now, I have the privilege of teaching both the bachelor's and the master's students in health informatics and information management at the University of Washington School of Public Health in Seattle. And the way my teaching philosophy, because I come from industry, I have always found it that, it is crucial for the students to be given the industry-based examples. I try to incorporate a lot of, real life, case scenarios, case studies, the current events that are occurring. And then, of course, reaching out to the leaders in those specific topics and bringing them on as guest speakers as well. So my teaching philosophy has been student-centered, and also to make sure that, the students, get introduced to, how things are done, in the industry, and also, of course, bringing on the industry experts into the classroom as well.
Well, that sounds fascinating. I love the fact how, as you mentioned, the late Sue Biederman, she was not only a mentor for you for your pivot into health information, but later circled back and was a mentor for you as you approached into the realm of academia. So
Yes.
based on that, and that's commendable, based on that and all of that, so from Sue being a mentor to you, and then your teaching and your philosophy, what do you hope your students take away from any of the courses that you teach?
The hope that you mean what my current students, I hope that they take away from the courses that I teach?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, okay. My hope is that, my students will continue to become, digital health leaders, because, the healthcare field continues to, have, there's so much data which, we are faced with. There's so much dependence upon data, information analysis, as well as technology. So, it is my hope that, the students, continue to become leaders within that space, because it is us as health information professionals who are responsible for the integrity, for the quality, for the availability, and for the security of the health information, which is ultimately it's ultimately used by the clinicians for the clinical decision making. So I aspire that, the students, they eventually become the leaders within this space.
Data is constantly changing, and I think with it comes the fact that there's a huge generation of learners who have learned to navigate the digital space, and so it'd be interesting to see where these these individuals take us as we move forward, as more information is available, as technology continues to grow and ebb and flow.
Exactly. And and with our unique background in health informatics and health information management, I believe that we as professionals are in a unique position because we sit at the intersection of health sciences. We sit at the intersection. So if you picture a Venn diagram with three circles, so we are a unique, I guess I would say we bring a unique skill set because we are at the intersection of health sciences, at the intersection of health sciences, IT, as well as business. So, with that unique background, I hope that, it is my hope that we will continue to be in a position to advance healthcare access, and eventually that will lead to improving population health outcomes.
I think you're right. I think gone are the days where you would graduate with one degree and that's the specialty that you'd be in. Health information has a very unique, I guess, like a very unique pathway where it doesn't pigeonhole you into one area. There's multiple different areas and industries that I think it's applicable in.
Correct, correct, and that's why, when I made my pivot, I was bringing along the transferable skills of, project management, my background in business and in IT. So, yes, it is very much possible. And as I tell my students also that yes, it is very much possible to pivot from another industry because, you have to have that mindset that, okay, I have some transferable skills, and those that you don't have, that's why we have all these wonderful programs in health informatics and information management, where we are preparing the professionals to take that digital health leadership mantle moving forward, and making sure that, we continue to be in that position to enhance and provide and improve healthcare access and population health.
Absolutely. So the next question is kind of near and dear to my heart in terms of public health, mental health, and substance abuse. So at the UT Health Houston, you had worked on multidisciplinary research projects addressing, like I said, public health challenges, like substance abuse and some mental health complexities. Can you share some of the insights from these projects and their impact on public health?
Yeah, absolutely. So I had the honor of, working with fantastic dedicated team at the UT Health Houston McWilliams School of Biomedical Informatics. And our team, looked at, the fact that, we have the first responders and healthcare workers who, disproportionately experience occupational, work-related stress as compared to the general population. And we looked at, the fact that, COVID-19, of course, exponentially increased that level of stress, right? For this unique population. So what our team did, we developed two big resources from an interdisciplinary, interprofessional standpoint, right? One was our team developed a 24/7 helpline, which is still there in Texas to support the first responders as well as healthcare workers who may be experiencing, substance use issues or mental health concerns. And this is, of course, it's anonymous, right? And then the second resource that we had developed was, focused courses, focused training modules on a variety of useful topics ranging from, mental health concerns, substance use issues. And our content, because we all of us are so committed to, you know, have having, you know, the interprofessional lens to it. So our content was something that was sourced from multiple disciplines, and you know, we were able to, you know, produce these courses that first responders and healthcare workers could take at their own time via the LMS system. And you know, the curriculum that we had designed, the content was interprofessional, interdisciplinary, and accessible to audiences across professions. So yes, it was mainly geared for excuse me, it was mainly geared for first responders and healthcare workers, but you know, anyone who was interested in those topics could take those online courses as well. So, you know, our team is absolutely dedicated. That work is still continuing and ongoing at UT Health Houston's McWilliams School of Biomedical Informatics. And it is spearheaded by two of my mentors as well, Dr. James Langebier and Dr. Tiffany Champagne Langebier. And in fact, these two mentors of mine at UT Health Houston, they co-authored a textbook recently on, you know, essentials of healthcare management and performance management. And I had the honor of contributing a book chapter as a solo author to that book. And my chapter was on healthcare leadership. And you know, I would say that, you know, I have been so privileged. I have been so lucky to have the mentorship and the number of mentors that I have worked with over the years. And in fact, the presentation that I will be doing at CHEMA in next month in October, that presentation is on behalf of my team of colleagues, you know, who I also consider to be my mentors, who have been, and we have been working diligently within the space of, you know, workforce development, in the health informatics and health information management space. And those colleagues and mentors of mine who unfortunately will not be present at CHEMA, but, you know, I'm going to be the speaker, you know, on behalf of our group. Of course, it's one is Dr. Susan Fenton, who is the Vice Dean for Education at UT Health Houston, McWilliams School of Biomedical Informatics. The other one is Dr. Karen Butler Henderson, who is currently the head of School of Health Sciences and Nursing at Charles Sturt University in Australia, as well as Dr. David Mark, who is the program director for the health informatics programs at the College of Saint Scholastica in Minnesota. The four of us have been working over the years, and you know, we have, you know, produced, we continue to produce studies, and we continue to do our presentations at conferences. And I'm so looking forward to, you know, talking about, you know, the work that the four of us have been doing over the years in order to sort of highlight and sort of, you know, bring to the forefront, you know, what does it take to have the, you know, us to sort of continue building out the health information workforce.
I think one of the things that I've really taken away from everything that you've just said, not only the amazing work that you've done, but also the value of mentorship, especially in this realm. You wouldn't be where you are without the support of the mentorship that you've received, I think, along the way. That's not to say that you wouldn't have, but I think it helps, you know, having that support and different perspectives to bounce ideas off of.
Absolutely, you know, if it was not for the late Sue Biederman to provide me and introduce me to this field, and then to continue to provide me the mentorship, and you know, then to Dr. James Langebier and Dr. Tiffany Langebier at UT Health Houston, And then, Dr. Susan Fenton and Dr. Karen Butler Henderson, Dr. David Mark, the breadth and the scope of my mentorship has been absolutely phenomenal to my current academic home at the University of Washington School of Public Health. And I have been absolutely blessed to have the mentors at the UW School of Public Health, including, my current department chair, Dr. Megha Ramaswamy, Dr. India Ornelas, and I am so blessed to be working with absolutely stellar, phenomenal colleagues, with whom I learned from every day. And that's why when we started this conversation, I said one big highlight about me is that I am a continuous learner. I believe in continuous education, continuous learning, and keeping up with all the exciting developments that are happening in this space.
Absolutely. And I can, your passion for the profession and the passion for what you do definitely comes through. I'm going to move on here to this next question because I think it sort of catapults off of everything that you've just said. With all of your experience in the digital health space, how do you think digital health has transformed healthcare delivery? And what are the most significant challenges and opportunities in this space?
Yeah, so with I guess the first and foremost, I would like to emphasize that the healthcare space, the healthcare industry continue is going to be having constant I guess there's going to be so much data that continues to come through on a daily basis. So we will continue to have that dependence upon the data, and it will require us as digital health professionals, as health information professionals, to continue to keep up with that change. And then of course everything which is out there now, all the headlines and healthcare IT news and AHIMA and CHIMA and HIMSS and all these professional organizations, it's about artificial intelligence and making sure that we are ready to use the new technology, whether today it's artificial intelligence, down the road it may be something else. We have to make sure that we continue to have the foundation of continuous learning embedded within our field, so that way we can keep up with the various technologies that will continue to come down the path. And it's not just the healthcare industry, right? The AI, the usage of AI, is bringing about changes in a variety of industries as well, and also in the way how we use it, from helping us out with some tasks, scheduling or some of our searches that we might do. So I would say that it is imperative for professionals, health information professionals, digital health professionals, to continue to make sure that we augment and enhance our knowledge, and we keep up with the industry trends that are happening. That's why it is important to be involved with the professional organizations, like in the US we have AHIMA, in Canada it's CHIMA. I've also been lucky to be involved with HIMSS, and in fact, I have been earlier this year, I have had the opportunity to be appointed to the Social Determinants of Health Committee by HIMSS, which stands for I believe it stands for Healthcare Information and Management System Society, and our national committee is going to focus on looking at how do we advance integration of social needs data, into the into this this large, ever-evolving, ever-growing, a healthcare ecosystem. So that way, we continue to inform and allow the clinicians to make the informed decisions to improve, eventually to improve population health. So in terms of, coming back to your question about, how can this move forward? It is imperative that our students, our alumni, future, professionals who are there, future professionals who will join us, in this pathway, just continue to, remain abreast of, all the developments, and of course continue to be involved, volunteer within the professional organizations, get involved, deepen your network, because the healthcare, I would say the world of healthcare, it is becoming, everyone is so well connected now, right? And COVID has, with the vast usage of, technologies that we've all been using since COVID, there's a lot of opportunities to build out the networks, not just locally, but also nationally, as well as internationally also.
Thank you for that. And you're right. I think one of the good outcomes of COVID was the fact that I think we were a digital society before, and we were connected before, but I think COVID really highlighted our interconnectedness, not only within our own sphere of influence, but also outside of that.
Yes.
We were forced to reach out to people that we probably would never have reached out to. And if I even look at the transformation of e-health during that time, physicians having to do virtual appointments, which they weren't doing previously, or the majority of them weren't doing previously.
Yeah.
Everything was exponentially, there was exponential growth on that level.
Yes. Yeah. No, you're right. And you are a nurse, so you experience that pivot by the providers firsthand.
Absolutely. And it was actually phenomenal, because I remember pre-COVID, nobody wanted to move forward, right? Everybody was sort of not stuck, but comfortable in doing what they've always done before. And COVID really shifted that. And it was amazing to see how everything grew from that. And
Yeah.
and even with here in Calgary with Connect Care, just being
Okay.
able to have one record for the majority of the province is
Yeah.
pretty exciting. Like, I can go up north, Northern Alberta, and a physician could potentially have access to my health record. And on the flip side of that, I have access to my health record, which I think is extremely important. I go for a chest X-ray and I want to know what my results are. I have the opportunity to look it up. Now, as a layperson, I may not understand, but you have that information at your fingertips.
Right.
So looking ahead, what are some, or let me change this question. Looking ahead, how do you hope to continue impacting the field of health information?
Looking ahead, how do I continue to impact? Of course, I would say that, my three colleagues and my mentors who will not be at CHIMA in Vancouver, but we hope to continue working and presenting in the space of workforce development, and within the health informatics and health information management space. We're working on a variety of research studies, including the what are the a global analysis of digital health strategies around the world. So I continue, my hope is that we will continue to impact the field by bringing the awareness about our profession, bringing the awareness about the uniqueness of our profession, right? We are the glue that holds the health sciences, the clinical sciences, the IT and the business side of things together within the healthcare industry. So my hope is that, I will continue to make that impact by bringing the awareness about our field. And of course, the biggest impact is, my privilege to continue as an educator and to educate the next generation of health informatics and information management professionals. So looking forward to, continuing to, increase community engagement. Our program, is a very highly, both of our programs, bachelor's and master's, HIHIM programs at the UW School of Public Health. Both programs are highly regarded and have a long track record of providing a quality curriculum and having the faculty that includes not just academic experts but also industry experts. So it is such a big privilege of mine to have been appointed, as the program director of these two programs. And looking forward, I hope to continue, making that impact, within our region, right? Because, the University of Washington, is a leading institution globally, as well, and very, very well renowned globally, as well. And I hope that, through this, the education and educating the next generation, we can continue, expanding our community engagement and, creating the partnerships and, opportunities for collaboration with industry partners. So that way, our students continue to get that exposure, not just to the classroom environment, but also to, what is happening in the industry as well. So I hope to continue working in those fronts.
Based off of that, and for the last question, what were, you mentioned how you want to, create impact and influence the next generation. What words of wisdom do you have for newly graduated HIMs going into the field?
Oh, what words of wisdom do I have for the new graduates of HIM would be that, first of all, I would say congratulations to them, because they are on the pathway to leadership, in a unique field through which, it is, they will be able to sort of, provide and what's the word I'm looking for? They would be able to provide a way to improve population health outcomes. They would be providing the health, the data. They would be providing, the access, and the quality of the healthcare data, which is going to be essential for providing safe, efficient, as well as equitable care. So I would say congratulations, and they are on a pathway which is uniquely situated to improve population health outcomes.
I love it. And I want to thank you so much, Krima, or Dr. Lalani, for taking the time to sit and chat with me and answer some of the questions and giving me the opportunity to get to know you and the work that you do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kelly. It's been an honor of mine. Let me see if I undo my video, will I be okay? Will it allow me to do it? Oh, okay. I'm there. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. No, it's been great. And would you like me to share some links to some of the articles that you may want to sort of, you can pull some additional information off of?
I
Would you
would
want me to
love
do that?
that. Yeah, I would
Yeah.
love that. And only for my own nerdiness, I would love to read
Yeah.
the articles as well.
Yeah. Would you like me to email them to you? Or would you like me to drop some in the chat right now?
No, if you could, wouldn't mind emailing them to me, that'd be
Okay,
great. I'm
sure.
just going to turn
I will
off
do that.
the recording here.